Please join me in the prayer of illumination. During this Lenten time, may the words and stories of Scripture guide us through the wilderness and choices of life, as once they guided Jesus through his wilderness experience. Amen. The Gospel is Luke 11, 1-9. Lord, teach us to pray. Then Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he stopped, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you say, Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us daily our bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, who has offended us or done us wrong. And bring us not into temptation, but rescue us from evil. And he said to them, Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and will say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread? For a friend of mine who is on journey has just come, and I have nothing to put before him. Gotcha. And he from within will answer, Do not disturb me. The door is now closed, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and supply you with anything. I tell you, although he will not get up and supply him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his shameless persistence and insistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and it shall find you. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. Herein is good news.
I love to pray. I can't imagine life without praying. Prayer weaves its way in and out of my day, part of the fabric of my life. Yet even though prayer is so much part of who I am, it is not easy to explain prayer. So I'm going to start by saying what prayer is not. Prayer is not like giving a wish list to Santa or a to-do list to a spouse. It is not saying, okay, here, God, here are the things I need done, now get busy. God is not our personal robot, not our servant. Too often I hear people say that prayer doesn't work, that God doesn't answer prayer. But I think that's rooted in this kind of thinking that if I pray it, God should just do it. However, there are some things I have prayed for that I am very glad that God did not do. So prayer is not a to-do list or wish list for God. Prayer is also not magic. It's not saying abracadabra and having something appear. It's not about saying the right words so that your prayer is answered or trying different formulations of words until the right words get you the right results. God is not a genie in a bottle ready to grant us 3 wishes. Prayer is not negotiation. There are times when we will find ourselves praying, okay, God, if I'll do this, if you'll do that, or I promise never again to do that, if you'll just do this time. Now, it's quite natural for those kind of prayers to come out, but it's not the way prayer works. Those prayers come from the deep emotions we are feeling in a situation. But we don't negotiate with God or bargain with God. God loves us and is already working for us. Prayer is not manipulation. Prayer isn't about doing and saying the right things so that we can back God into our corner, into our way of seeing things. We don't have to be the best defense lawyer pleading our case before God. It isn't about trying to trick God into believing what we are saying. God already loves us. So here's the thing. We don't really need to pray. God knows what we are feeling, thinking, and experiencing without us saying one word. One of my favorite scriptures is in Romans chapter 8, in which Paul says, "When we do not know how to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us with sighs that are too deep for words." So we don't even have to have words for what we are feeling or experiencing. Our sighs become prayers. So why do we pray? Well, prayer is relationship. As we open our hearts in prayer to God, we are forming and nurturing our connection with God. Just like we need to take time to be with and speak with our family and our friends in order to maintain and grow a relationship with them, so it is with God. Prayer is our connection time with God. Prayer is an act of love. We don't have to have certain words to say or any words at all. Prayer is really about love, about thinking about God with love, about opening ourselves to receive God's love. Too often we can end up thinking of God as judging us and finding us wanting. But from reading scripture, I don't think that's what it's about at all. Over and over again, Scripture describes God as steadfast love, unconditional love. God looks at us and loves us, knows what is going on for us and loves us, grieves some of the choices we make, but understands and loves us. God is that father in the story of the prodigal son who is waiting with open arms to embrace us and welcome us as we enter into prayer. Prayer is expression and emotion. As we pray, all that emotion and feeling inside of us is given a place. For you who like Star Trek, we are not Vulcans. We are humans. We have emotion. Now, in our society, there is not much place for emotion, especially for the deep emotions of anger, sadness, grief, loneliness, despair. We're encouraged to, "Don't worry, be happy." But it doesn't work that way. There are no good or bad emotions. There are just emotions, feelings that stir deep down within us. And we need a place to safely express all of them. The easy ones, such as joy and delight, and the challenging ones, such as anger and frustration, fear, spitefulness, jealousy, all of them. In prayer, there is room for all of our emotions. God understands, receives, and lovingly holds each one. Prayer is listening as well as speaking. Prayer is not a one-way street. It isn't just us talking on and on and on and on. God has something to say to us. Sometimes I hear God's voice in my head, in my heart. Not a Morgan Freeman or Charlton Heston kind of voice, but a gentle whisper of words I wouldn't have thought of at that moment. Sometimes God's message comes in something someone else says to me, and they have no clue that they're giving me a message from God at that moment, but I know. Sometimes it's just a deep, deep knowing. an intuition that grabs me and won't let me go. And sometimes I have no clue what God might be saying to me, but I know I need to listen, to watch, to pay attention. I know that I need to discern and discuss with others to test what I think God is saying to me. There are many forms of prayer. Each has a gift, each has a place in our lives. There's the prayers of the tradition, including the Lord's Prayer, and prayers written by others. There is something beautiful about resting in words that have been prayed for hundreds, if not thousands, of years, like the Lord's Prayer. When I pray these words, sometimes I use the Orthodox morning prayer from their prayer book, I feel as if I'm enfolded in generations who have prayed these words before me. People around the world who are praying them now, as well as being enfolded in God's love as I pray. When I pray these same words day after day, I notice something new each day. I can lean into and rest in the words because I'm not having to create them. And one of the things that is out on the greeter's table is a bookmark with daily prayers for Lent. And it's meant to do that very thing, give words that you can just lean into and pray. If you want to pick one up, please do if you haven't already. And we have one for every season. There's a set that are daily prayers for the church year. So invite you to pick those up and make that part of your day. Of course, we can also use our own words and pray freely. It has the place of expressing the deepest feelings and needs of our hearts. These prayers deepen our connection with God as we take everything and anything to God in prayer. And I do mean anything and everything. God receives it all in love. Praying for others is also part of our prayers. It's one of the loving tasks to which we commit ourselves as followers of the way of Jesus. When I pray for others, I pray for their well-being, for their highest good. I never assume that I really know what they might need, even if it seems obvious. It's only occasionally that I pray for something specific for another person, if I've been asked, but mostly I pray for their well-being because God knows what they need and what I mean. But it offers that connection, that mysterious connection with the other person and with God as I pray for others. As a congregation, it is the greatest gift, the greatest commitment we offer to each other to pray for one another daily. I invite you to do that if you don't already do that. It might be one person that you notice today that you will hold in your heart and prayer every day, or it might be that you pray for this congregation. It is the greatest gift we can offer each other. Prayers of gratitude. Gratitude is our superpower. 1 Thessalonians says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in every circumstance. And that might seem impossible, to give thanks in every circumstance. But that is our power, something that can't be taken away from us, to notice that for which we can be grateful in every circumstance and to offer thanks to God. A form of prayer found in Christianity as well as other traditions is meditation. Meditation is about trust. It's about clearing our minds from worry, from to-do lists, from stress and tension, letting go of our racing thoughts, just having that quietness with God. It might be that we learn forms of meditation, but meditation can also include walking outdoors and just letting our minds still. Walking the labyrinth is a way. Knitting, swimming, anything rhythmic in which we focus on God, release our thoughts, let the rhythm carry us, our breath, or a phrase like the breath prayers we've been using, where on the in-breath, come Lord Jesus, out-breath, be our guest. Those are all ways to still our worries, our fears, our stress. It's part of the Christian tradition of prayer. The disciples say, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus teaches them to say what we call the Lord's Prayer. Then Jesus says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. That's what Jesus tells his disciples. And I think that's why we can get into thinking that prayer should just be instantaneous answers. Then we're disappointed and discouraged when what we pray for isn't happening exactly as we wanted. But again, God isn't there to complete my to-do list any more than David is there, and you can tell him I said this, to do everything I want on any list I might hand him. Prayer is about relationship. When I pray, I am opening myself up to my relationship with God. This relationship is a journey of learning and growing and exploring, of asking, seeking, and knocking. The door that opens, though, may not be the one I expect. Prayer is about entering fully into this relationship and letting God shape my life. Now, I'd love to be able to stand here today and explain why some prayers are not answered, especially those prayers that come deep within our hearts for healing for a loved one. It isn't because we're praying wrong or not enough. If God loves us and we love God and we and God love the person who is sick, then why in the world wouldn't God heal them when we've prayed for it? It is enough to make one stop praying. It is enough to make one stop believing. I tried to stop praying once. I didn't pray for a while. When I came back from working with the church in Jamaica, I was overwhelmed by how much we had. And I just didn't know how I could pray for more when we had so much. I just couldn't ask God for anything, imagining that God was somehow giving to me and not to the people I had worked with in Jamaica. And I knew that the people in Jamaica were faithfully praying and still had a difficult situation in their country. I couldn't make sense of it, so I stopped praying. But that didn't last long. It felt worse not to pray. I couldn't stand the disconnection I felt between me and God. I felt arrogant that I wasn't praying. I felt lonely and miserable. I felt ungrateful and lost. So I started praying again. I had to pray. My soul needed to pray. I couldn't make sense of the situation, of why some prayers are answered and others are not, and if even that's how it works. I couldn't logically find rhyme or reason. But I had to pray. That I knew. And so I pray. Sometimes God feels very close as I pray. Sometimes I have no clue where God is or if God is at all, and I pray. When I'm happy, I pray. When I'm sad, I pray. In moments where there is despair or fear, I pray. Sometimes only with those deep, deep sighs, because I trust that the Spirit will turn my words, or the words I cannot speak, into the prayers that are needed. I choose to pray because it connects me with the divine presence, the one who is holy mystery and holy love. In prayer, I am tapped into a power source that gives me energy for living. I pray because it brings my life into alignment, making sense out of things I can't begin to make sense of on my own. Yes, sometimes I wish that prayer was that abracadabra that would in an instant change a situation. But mostly I see prayer as a journey which gradually unfolds. Sometimes only in retrospect can I see that God was moving in my life, supporting, comforting, guiding, nudging, cajoling me. God has a much bigger picture than I do. God sees what I cannot see about my own life. I do not believe that God chooses to have someone die in order to teach me or anyone else a lesson. I don't believe that God chooses illness or tragedy to make us stronger. I do not believe that God punishes us. I don't believe that we have a life and a death predetermined by God, and that we are just puppets along for the ride. I believe that God has chosen to invite us mere human beings into a relationship with the divine. We pray and God responds in ways that are sometimes clear and sometimes not. We pray and God is there with us in a whisper, in a thought, in a loving touch or word from someone else. We pray and we journey together with God as the fabric of our life is woven. Together with God, we choose some of the colors to weave in, and we weave in other colors that we would never have picked, but life has given to us anyways. Prayer is the way that we include God in the weaving of our life. I can't imagine life without prayer. It is as important to me as breathing. Talking to God throughout the day keeps me rooted and connected in the source of life. Hey, God, what decision should I make? Well, God, I wasn't too impressed with that. Really, God? 17 young people dead in Florida? Okay, God, if this is what you want me to do, yes, God, I'll reach out to that person. I can get angry at God. I can laugh and chuckle with God. I can cry and know that someone, that great divine someone, receives my tears. God's heart is big enough for all of my emotions, for all of who I am. There is nothing I can do to drive God away. And so I pray all day, every day. I do as we are instructed in the first letter to the Thessalonians, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. I can't imagine life any other way than rooted, grounded, and filled with prayer. Amen.